Sports are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
No, hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal. Stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Salcedo Storm Podcast.
You may or may not have heard, I am off Facebook, off Twitter. I do not use Google products. As a matter of fact, when I goodnighted YouTube, I said goodbye to YouTube after being censored so many times, putting out factual information and then getting censored. I said to hell with this. You know, they're snarky. YouTube said, if you have one more violation, we're going to cancel your channel. I said, screw you people. Let me save you the trouble. And I deleted my account. I was putting out factual information and YouTube didn't want anything to do with it. And YouTube didn't want me talking about what I was talking about because it goes against their liberal leftist communist ideology, plain and simple. And instead of being an open platform, as Section 230 calls for them to be, they are a restrictive bunch of a-holes. That's what they are. So, I'm off, right? I am off all the left-wing social media platforms. I'm only on Truth Social, only on Parler, only on Getter, only on, what's the other one? MeWe. I'm missing one. Gab, yeah, also on Gab. So that's where you'll find the Salcedo Show. I will not do business with unreliable folks. I will not do business with communists. I will not do business with those who are using their fortunes to undermine us, meaning the United States, meaning our rights and our freedoms and our liberties. Speaking of Facebook, did you hear what Mark Zuckerberg told Joe Rogan? This caught my attention. And I'm sure it's catching a lot of people's attention out there. In the 2020 election, we all remember the Hunter Biden laptop story was censored by big tech. And we also know that there are accusations now by rank and file FBI members against their corrupt, left-wing, anti-American leadership, accusing them of slow-walking the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. Then Zuckerberg gets on with Rogan and says this.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter.
Oh, come on. No, you censored it. We took a different path than Twitter. Look, check out Rogan. You censored that, which is what Soviet-style, communist-style idiots do. Insecure leftists who don't want the rabble to oppose them. They censor. Censorship sucks. I despise those who censor the opinions of others or factual information being presented by others who censor debate. I'm going to cue that up again. I want you guys to hear Rogan. So did you censor that?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team. It was like, hey, Just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Whoa, be vigilant, he said. So according to Zuckerberg, the FBI got wind of the Hunter Biden laptop. And they've known about the Hunter Biden laptop for many, many moons. And they needed to suppress it, not let it get out there, because it's 100% accurate. And it shows that the current occupier of the Oval Office is a traitor to the United States. Sold us out. So they planted this bug, allegedly, according to Zuckerberg, in Twitter's ear, in Facebook's ear, to suppress the story so it wouldn't get out on social media. These anti-American leftists inside of the FBI that are now trying to influence another election that influenced the last one. They did not like Donald Trump. So like secret police in other nations in history, the FBI set itself, at least the leadership, set itself to stop President Trump's election. And with the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop, they may have succeeded. This is why I am no longer on these left-wing social media platforms. They should have said to the FBI, sorry, we're a free speech platform. We don't censor speech. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. But they didn't do that. That's what they should have done. This is America. That's what they should have done, but didn't. Coming up, one of the individuals who has been under attack, his company has been under attack, Parler. They were the first free speech platforms to come under attack. And George Farmer, who is the husband of Candace Owens, is going to join us and tell us, well, what he thinks about some of the other social media stories making headlines, and also what's coming up next on Parler. And you'll hear that coming up, the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
What if we had found out that Donald J. Trump was searching through Barack Hussein Obama's classified material? Do you think the press would be just happy as clams about that, that President Trump ordered his Department of Justice to go after Barack Hussein Obama in the exact same way? Do you think the press would be all enamored over this, the brilliance of the Department of Injustice and the FBI? I don't think so. Let's bring in George Farmer. He is a renowned businessman and the CEO of Parler. Parler was the first to come under attack from leftists in corporate America who opposed Parler's free speech platform and free expression platform, a platform that, unlike Google, Twitter, and Facebook, is actually fully compliant with Section 230. Mr. Farmer, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show.
Thanks, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, sir. I wanted to get your view of the Trump raid and the revelations that have come out in the last few days that by John Solomon primarily, that not only was it a falsely predicated raid, but it looks like it was orchestrated from the Biden White House.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's reminiscent of Eastern Europe under the Soviets. You know, this is a terrifying time we're living in right now, where the secret police effectively feel it's totally within their judicial right to clamp down on political figures they don't like. This is a very frightening time, and obviously, what's come out in the aftermath, of course, is that this raid was politically motivated. You know, that there was really nothing that Trump had withheld from them in the first place, that there was no need for this raid, that the basis was unjustified. You know, the list goes on and on. But, I mean, can we really expect anything different right now? It's a very frightening time to be in politics, I think, in America, but also, you know, to be a person who dissents from the consensus view of the White House right now.
Right, the consensus view of elitists and their little circles, but it's not the consensus view around the United States, which is, again, how tyrannies function, how tyrannies are constructed. It's always the elites that present the opinion, which is often in contrast to the majority. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because ahead of what many view as a crucial midterm election, social media platforms are getting pressure if they are not conforming to censorship. Let me give you an example. Reuters, right on cue, has published a hit piece against platforms that believe in being fully compliant with Section 230, that they're out there to be free speech, free expression platforms like Rumble, for example, alternatives to YouTube like BitChute. They're coming down on them saying, well, they allow people to say crazy things. They allow people to say their opinion, and that can't be allowed. That's the tone and tenor of this Reuters piece. And the irony of this, Reuters makes its living on the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which guarantees free speech.
Yeah. I mean, this is par for the course for the social media companies and the legacy media as a whole. You know, it's do as we say, but don't do as we do. You know, it's crack down on free speech when it doesn't fit the narrative, but allow as much free speech, quote unquote, when it conforms to the consent, when it conforms to our viewpoint, as possible. And I mean, you've seen this. You know, this happened rampantly throughout the early days of the COVID pandemic, right? Where you had a variety of commentators and medical experts, of course, coming out and saying, for example, that lockdowns were deleterious to the national psyche, that they were deleterious to people's health, that the long-term effects were unknown. You also had people coming out and saying that masking was irrelevant, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, actually, Fauci himself at the very beginning of the pandemic said masks are irrelevant. And of course, then within 6 months' time, you had social media platforms and the legacy media fact-checking, quote-unquote, again, you know, viewpoints which were being put out there, viewpoints which were being expressed, which were dissenting from this mainstream view. And these voices were taken offline. Exactly the same will happen now. You know, this has happened consistently over the past few years, and actually this is something that Parler sort of boomed off the back of, which was, you know, you had this big dissenting viewpoint about COVID-19. You had a big dissenting viewpoint about Black Lives Matter and the effect of the riots and, of course, what happened in the aftermath of George Floyd's death. You had a big dissenting viewpoint in the aftermath of the November 2020 election. And then, of course, since the beginning of this administration, you've had plenty of dissenting viewpoints about a whole variety of opinions, which have now become, you know, far more fought over, transgender ideology being one, of course. And, you know, there's been disputes over whether or not we should be sending this much money to Ukraine, etc. All of these areas have been areas that have been hotly debated, and yet social media and the legacy media has come down incredibly hard on all of them and shut people up because they don't like this opinion. This is going to happen again, and this is why we all need to leave legacy media. We all need to leave social media, traditional social media, because it is really just, you know, a leftist echo chamber, and this is very dangerous for us to be playing in their sandbox. You know, we need to actually get out. We need to stop playing by their rules. We need to start playing by our own rules.
So well said. By the way, folks, we're talking to George Farmer. He is the renowned businessman and CEO of Parler. Parler, of course, was the pioneer in providing an alternate space where actually free speech, the American ideal of free speech, was practiced. And Twitter, Facebook, Google, and their subsidiary YouTube can't make that claim anymore. They are suppressing free speech. George, you're in this arena, so let me just ask you point blank. Why has the Congress not elected to enforce Section 230 on platforms, Google, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook? Why is this not happening?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Chris, actually. I mean, and I think for listeners who aren't familiar with this piece of legislation, so in 1996, Congress passed a piece of legislation which was relation to child protection, and it famously, the Communications Decency Act, I believe it was called, which basically outlined this provision within it called Section 230, which differentiated between platforms and publishers. And what this really did at the time, and of course, 1996, you know, many, many, many years ago, before social media and really before the rise of the internet age, if you like to call it that, it outlined protections for websites, which basically said if something is put on your website that you find objectionable, if you are simply a platform, we will not hold you responsible as a publisher. And what this allowed, of course, was for great freedom in terms of the internet and the explosion of the internet age, because it allowed for people to put stuff on websites, and communications eased and opened up more freely after that, because, of course, websites didn't feel the need to police their own content the whole time.
Right.
What this has now led to is, you know, as with most legislation, as with most government legislation, it's led to exploitation. And this has now been the doctrine behind which the social media companies have stood and said, well, you can't prosecute us because we're defended by Section 230. Now, what the Supreme Court has said, you know, and I find this, or what Justice Thomas has said in his opinion, is that consistent subjective decision-making opinions by social media companies over time do enforce a publisher status, right? And so what this really means is that if you can verifiably prove that social media has enforced subjective decision-making on its content, it is actually no longer shielded by platform status. And this is very interesting because Twitter, for example, I would argue out of all of the platforms, is clearly violating this Section 230 provision. It clearly is demonstrably, evidently choosing to pursue a subjective line of decision-making censorship.
Yep.
And this is why this is why we need a revision to the legislation. This is why Congress needs to take this up. And I'm very hopeful that under a Republican Congress come November, we're going to see more and more of this enforced. What's very, very dangerous, though, Chris, and this is really important, is the way that big tech is now trying to get into the lobby and to try and craft the legislation that will police itself.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Big tech now has more lobbyists than healthcare. It has the most lobbyists, I believe, out of any industry. I could be wrong there. Maybe the military-industrial complex has more. I'm not sure. But it definitely has a lot. And this is very dangerous, trying to craft the legislation that is going to be used to police themselves.
That will
be to the detriment of smaller platforms like Rumble, like Parler, like Truth Social. All of these platforms will suffer if big tech can craft the legislation which will police its own policies.
Right. And I think that answers my question as to why nothing has been done thus far, is because the big tech platforms have bought off a lot of these legislators. And it's unfortunate. George Farmer is our guest, renowned businessman and CEO of Parler, folks, the original front runner into challenging the suppressive ideologies undertaken by corporate interests like Twitter, Facebook, Google. And by the way, folks, as we've been denoting, and I wanted George to know this as well, the Salcedo Show has been victim of YouTube censorship. They won't allow you to talk about to debate medical breakthroughs, even if the CDC has come out and said the vaccines are linked to blood clots. You can't say it on YouTube because it doesn't fit their ideological worldview. That means that they are a publisher, not a platform. You can't debate man-made global warming anymore on YouTube. You can't debate elections on YouTube. So they are operating very much in a Stasi communist China mindset. The question I have for you, George, is what's next for Parler? What is the next innovation you guys are working on that is going to make you the destination away from Twitter, away from the Facebooks, away from the Google platforms?
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Chris. I mean, we've got a lot of exciting stuff coming up at Parler. I mean, it's been an incredibly busy year. We have some very exciting announcements coming up. You know, one of them is that we're going to be moving into the infrastructure space. You know, this is going to be very exciting news. For a lot of people, you know, further details to be released in the next couple of weeks. You know, that means that we are going to be able to host people. This is a very important part of the universe that conservatives have yet to address. You know, famously, Parler obviously got kicked off AWS. We got, booted off their server systems. And a lot of companies who are increasingly concerned about the spread of woke corporatism, you know, should be fearful of where they're hosted, or at least should be you know, very concerned about what potential terms of service they're signing up to when they are agreeing to use Amazon services or when they're agreeing to use another company's services. You know, read your terms and conditions carefully.
Yep.
You know, Parler's going to be making a play into that space. We're very excited about it. It's a big announcement for us. We have further upgrades to the social media product coming. We've got some very exciting native apps coming out in the next few weeks. We've got direct messaging, which will be going live. We're going to be integrating some more blockchain components into our site, which will be very exciting. That's going to be a slightly longer time frame, for probably towards the end of this year. Live streaming is going to be released. You know, we have a really big and exciting product pipeline. Everyone here is working incredibly hard to bring social media to the conservative world, to the free speech world, should I say. You know, this is a big fight we're in. This is not just about conservatives, it's about all people who feel cancelled, which is an increasingly large universe. And of course, that's something that, you know, the left forgets, is that the more people they cancel, the more allies we have. So, you know, we have an exciting product pipeline, very exciting news coming up, and you're going to be seeing more about that in the next couple of weeks.
All of it sounds great, man. And I got to say that infrastructure side is part of what many are detailing as the parallel economies, that you're going to have a leftist repressive economy, and you're going to have a conservative freedom economy that's operating in parallel. And Parler doing the work to make sure that free speech lives in America, I think, is getting into that space that you're articulating is so vital. And I think a lot of people are going to be singing Parler's praises because of it. George Farmer, everybody, renowned businessman and is the CEO of Parler. Always appreciate the visit, sir, and come back anytime.
Thanks, Chris. A pleasure to be here.
All right, folks, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Make sure you pay a visit to two websites. First off, the TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com, latest news in Texas that impacts the entire country, in my opinion. Also, ChrisSalcedo.com. There you can find me on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. Also on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock. Monday through Friday, always at home in the Salcedo Storm podcast. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society is worth not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.